Hello?
Hello, Bernard?
Yes?
Hey, this is Steven from Royco Insurance. And I'm calling to let you know that your daughter, Colleen, she's taken out... Yeah. We just need to call and let everyone know that's involved. But she's taken out a $275,000 life insurance policy against your name.
Uh-huh.
And you know, whenever they set these things up, we just have to call and confirm and make sure you're aware of it.
Colleen did this?
Yes, your daughter Colleen. She's here in the office right now. I'm calling from her phone.
Oh. And you just want to inform me about it?
Yeah, just to let you know, to make sure she's not up to no good or anything like that. She took out a $275,000 policy on you and then another one on your wife, Donna.
I don't understand. Why would she want to do this? I'm
not sure. It's none of our business, really. We didn't ask. She just decided to take out a life insurance policy, and it's a state law. We have to call and let you know about that.
Could I ask her something?
Oh, she's actually... She's over on the other side of the office right now. She just handed me her phone, because she's signing up for a bunch of other things, too, and she's doing a lot of paperwork today.
And where is this at?
I'm
where are you at calling from?
I'm calling from Royco Insurance.
And where is that located?
Oh, we're in Daytona Beach. Royco Insurance in Daytona Beach.
You say Colleen.
Yeah, Colleen.
What does she look like?
What?
What does she look like?
You don't know what your own daughter looks like?
I don't know who you are I'm talking to. You don't know how to...
Okay, well, I mean...
Have Colleen call me up.
Okay.
Before you do anything.
All right, you can just call her up. I mean, she'll be done with this paperwork within an hour. I mean, this sounds pretty suspicious. I mean, you don't even know what your daughter looks like? Are you okay with the life?
No, I don't know why she's in Daytona Beach right now. She was supposed to be somewhere else.
Yeah, well, she said she skipped work today to come down and take out these insurance policies.
Have her call me. Or I'll call her.
Yeah, you should just call her. I'm not her goddamn secretary. I'm just calling to let you know. It's state law. We have to let you know that she took out the life insurance policy on you.
I'll call her right up. Okay, thank you.
Okay, but hey, listen, I don't understand why you're getting an attitude with me, because I'm just doing my job here.
I'm just telling you, I'd like to talk to my daughter.
Oh, that's fine.
You got her phone?
Yeah, I've got her phone, but she's on the other side of the room right now. She's filling out paperwork.
All right, give her your phone back and have her call me.
Okay, well, I'll give her it back when I'm done with it, because I got to make some other calls.
On her phone?
Yeah, long distance, because we get charged in the office phone for the long distance calls.
Something doesn't smell right for me. That's all I'm saying. Why can't you have a company call that can use your own phone?
I know, but we get charged for long distance. It's really expensive.
It's
a corporate phone system.
Yeah, so do I.
So we're going to be calling some of our Africa clients as soon as I hang up with you.
Why on her phone?
Because it's really expensive on our phone. It's cheaper on cell phones.
Okay, where are you located? Where are you located at?
I'm in Daytona.
I'm in Brooklyn. I can meet you there.
Well, no, I'm in Daytona Beach at Royco Insurance.
And where is it located? I'm in Daytona Beach.
Why do you need to know that?
What? Never mind.
I don't know why you're being so sketchy with me. I'm just trying to do my job.
Goodbye.
What's your problem?
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
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 I'll make you think, stupid.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Get off the phone.
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 I think this call is a hoax.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 Get off this fucking phone. Leave me alone.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, RBCP, and today's date is August 5th, 2016. Today's show is quite possibly the best show that you're ever going to hear ever again, and that's because it's sponsored by Nate and Di. They are fully to blame for the awesomeness of today's show. So thanks for that, Nate and Di, and thanks for being supporters of the show.
Right, Nate and Di, here we come in your eyes.
I've got a ton of announcements to go through, and we have a lot of news to read, and then I have, maybe a dozen or so just general announcements about the website, phonelosers.org, and the Wikipedia and all that stuff. So buckle in, it's going to be about 30 minutes of announcements and stuff, and then we'll get started with the show. No, actually, I'm just kidding. I have absolutely nothing today. Nothing at all. So I just need to let you guys know that you should be supporting the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. Sign up for a subscription to this show if you're tired of just paying nothing for it. I know that's got to get a little bit old, so just buy a subscription, break up the monotony a little bit, and hopefully you'll make more shows happen one of these years. Okay, I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to play the live show. Here's today's live show. Hello, everyone. I guess I can start with the show thing. All right, so I haven't done a Facebook mob in a while, so I'm going to post a Facebook page in the chat room if you're in the YouTubes. So there it is. It's called Roar on the Shore. It's some sort of a motorcycle club thing, and it seems fairly active. It was submitted to me by a guy named CactusRider13. He says I was supposed to have done this on July 13th through 17th, because that's when this huge motorcycle rally was. But the page still seems active. I think it's okay. He says this year they added the excitement of a Black Lives Matter protest, which just came about. So thanks, CactusRider13. Okay, let's make phone calls for approximately 1 hour. So I've got a lot of lists you guys have been sending me, and a lot of them, I don't know, they're just weird lists. This one that we're going to try today, it is a group of people who they own pigeons, and they race their pigeons against each other. It's a short list. Apparently pigeon racing isn't a big thing, and I have absolutely zero ideas of what to say to pigeon racers. The Pigeon Club, it's there's a membership fee. It's $10 per individual and $15 per family. The American Racing Pigeon Union dues are $25 per individual and $35 per family. That deserves 2 exclamation points, according to this website. Those are annual dues. $10, $50. It's a good deal, really. Our club is a family activity. We encourage families to enjoy the hobby and sport. Our races and our activities and events are all geared toward a family atmosphere. So, for further information, contact any of our members for more details! ! They're really into exclamation points on this site. So apparently this is a public directory. I'm supposed to have these numbers. So they can't even say anything about this. DCV says pigeons were in a doping scandal. Tell them their pigeons are affecting yours since they're spreading radiation. What? Oh, there we go. Pigeon urine tests are now mandatory. Thanks, Sunshine. Anyway, let's just call the first one on the list. His name is Bob. I like this one, too. BF Delano. Call representing Ozzy Osbourne. Ask if you can get some pigeons that he can bite the heads off of. I'm calling from their local area code. And then the phone number's... Hi, Bob?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. This is Roy. I'm a... promotion. I do promotion for the Ozzy Osbourne concert that's coming here in a couple weeks.
He's gonna be in
Springfield. But Tim told
me you got the wrong number.
No, you're not listening to me. Hey, Tim told me to call you. Do you know Tim Drake?
Who?
Tim.
Nope.
The Pigeon Club.
Oh.
The Pigeon Club.
Okay, buddy.
Okay. Now do you believe me that I have the right number?
Yep.
Okay. All right, listen. So Ozzy needs some animals to bite the heads off of. Do you have any spare pigeons?
Yeah, I got much.
How many spare pigeons do you have?
Oh, I just shitting you. I ain't got none for that shit.
Ah, damn it. He hung up. Okay, BF Delano, your idea sucked. It was awful. Worst idea I've ever tried. Forget your ideas. I'm doing Sunshine's ideas from now on. Oh, there we go. Etza's got one. These all have home addresses on them, too. I could be Royco Roofing. Be like, we accidentally put a hole in your roof and a bunch of pigeons flew out.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Human pigeon peed. No, it's a human pigeon peed. DCV.
Hello?
Hi, John?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy with the pigeon racing club thing. The crossroads.
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I just needed to let you know that we're going to have to do a urine test on your pigeon before the next race. Because we've been having all those problems with people cheating and giving their pigeons steroids and stuff like that.
Makes sense to me.
Yep. So can you come by today and we'll just do a quick urine test to make sure everything's on the up and up?
You tell me where to be and I'll be there.
Oh, just be here at the usual spot. If you can do it, any time today before 5, that'd be great.
I'm assuming this is a joke.
Why would you assume something like that?
Because just the way my life is.
Oh, okay. No, this is a serious problem. I don't know if you watch the news or not. It's like a nationwide scandal type thing happening. Everyone's doping up their pigeons.
You know, it happens.
Helping them win races, and that's dumb. This is a family thing.
That's what I said, but yeah, now that you mention it, I have heard about it.
Yeah, that's probably why you never win. You probably don't suck after all.
Oh, I probably do suck, but
yeah,
it's just the way it works.
At least it'll be a fair thing, though. Now, you know, it'll be much more fair for you, unless you're one of those people that are drugging up your pigeon, in which case you really suck. Because you can't even win with your drugged-up pigeon.
Hey, speaking of winning, I got a question to ask you now that you mentioned it, if you got a moment.
Of course.
Hey, as you know what I do for a living and everything, there's a deputy prosecutor in Hancock County, named Craig.
Kill him.
I don't know if you know the guy.
Yeah.
You know him?
I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah. Dude's weird.
Yeah, he pisses me off.
Dude's real weird.
I just every time I see him, I just want to punch him in the fucking face.
That's weird. I have the same feeling. You got to get a better voice. It's too easy.
Shit. You know who I am. Fuck.
Yeah, I knew.
Crap. I gotta go.
All right, man. But, have a good one.
Hey, you know what though? As long as I got you on the phone, fuck you, motherfucker. I'm sick of your bullshit.
You tried. All right.
I'm going to kick you in the nuts next time I see you.
Hey, for effort.
Okay, bye, honey.
All right,
bye, sweetie. Shit, I got found out on that one. Boy, do I feel dumb. I'm so glad the camera's not on my face right now, because holy crap, I just look so embarrassed to have been found out and caught. Thanks a lot, Sunshine, for making that guy catch me.
Hello?
Hi, Steve?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Ray from the Pigeon Racing Club.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Not enjoying the heat, but okay.
Oh, what are you doing today?
I'm just going to run to a TV shop right now.
Oh, the TV shop.
Yeah.
Are you getting your tubes replaced? Like you're gonna get those recharged?
No, I've got a VCR.
Oh, of course.
That only has the three prongs coming out, and I got an old TV in my man cave that only has a single cable input. So I gotta figure out how to get that hooked up.
Just use paper clips and aluminum foil. That's what I do.
Yeah.
That
what
should
you need?
Do it. Oh, I just wanted to know, do you still have any pigeons?
Yeah, I got pigeons, yeah.
Okay, I had this idea. How many do you have?
Well, I've got 18 birds right now that I'm training.
Nice.
For my place, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I've got probably 9 pairs in another pen that are raising young.
Fuck yeah. We're going to do this then. So,
What's that?
I said, fuck yeah, we're going to do this then. I've got this great idea. I want to get all of your pigeons together, all of my pigeons together, all of Dave's. Dave's gonna participate too. And we're going to sew them all together. Have you ever seen the human centipede?
No.
Okay, so here's how it works. We're going to sew the beak of one pigeon onto another pigeon's butthole. And then we'll sew the beak of another pigeon into that pigeon's butthole. And it'll just be a big chain of pigeons.
Yeah.
This way we're going to save on pigeon food.
Yeah.
And can you imagine what they'll look like flying? It's going to be amazing.
It would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And I'm going to call it the human pigeon-peed. You know, like centipede.
Yeah.
What do you think? Are you in?
Well, I'd have to see.
Yeah, well, you're going to see when I start sewing your pigeons to each other's buttholes.
Yeah, I guess so.
We can start with your least favorite pigeons, so if I accidentally kill them, then it won't be a big loss.
Do what now?
I said that we can start with the pigeons that you don't like that much. And that way, if I accidentally kill one, it won't matter.
The thing is, you know, I just started with two pairs.
Yeah.
Three years ago, just two pair of pigeons. And now I've added 10 pigeons in the race. And I've got 18 young right now flying. And I've got, you know, about 10 pair of pigeons just from those two pairs I had.
So basically what you're saying is that you basically got them all for free, so it's not going to matter if I accidentally kill three or four of them.
I paid quite a bit for the four that I have. I paid quite a bit for them.
Yeah, but those aren't human pigeon peeds.
Those aren't human
peeds. Yeah. I mean, imagine what they're going to look like flying. There's just going to be like this long... Yeah. Basically, we're going to create a new species of animal.
Yeah,
and you're only going to have to buy food for one of them, so it's like
for what?
It makes good economic sense.
When are you going to do this then?
As soon as I get to your house, I'm going to bring my scalpel and my all the whiskey to give them, and yeah, my thread and needle. You just got to pack some shit up, and I'll be right over.
Well, I won't be there for about another 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Okay, I should be able to do at least three of the pigeons within that time. So, yep, I'm going to be there ASAP. I'm on my way.
Okay.
I just got to pick up a few things.
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, I can't wait to make the human pigeon peed with you.
Okay,
see you soon.
Yep.
I'm going to give you a big kiss hello when I get there.
All right.
On the mouth.
See ya. All right.
With tongue.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay. Jim Bob says I got to roofie the pigeons. Of course. That was DCVM Naturalist's idea. Thanks, DCVM Naturalist. Might have to try that one again. You know, someone that actually gets offended by the whole idea. Jim Bob, it's the human pigeon peed. It doesn't make sense if it's just the pigeon peed. No, it's not the pigeon centipede. It's the human pigeon peed.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Get it right, you guys. Jeez. The next guy, I think, he's one of the contacts for the club. Oh, shit. Maybe I should skip him and move on to the next one.
Hello?
Hi, Tim?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from AT&T.
You need what?
This is Roy from AT&T, your phone provider.
Yeah?
I just called to let you know. I'm supposed to, it says here in the paperwork, I'm supposed to let you know that we installed a tracking, it's a recorder on your line so that the NSA can listen to your phone calls and record them, and also to keep an eye on all your text messages.
I don't do text messages.
Well, if you have the text messaging service, I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, I don't. Okay.
Yep, we're just required by law now to let everyone know whenever the NSA puts a tap on their line.
Yeah?
So yours has just been set up, and it goes into effect immediately.
Why are they putting a tap on the line?
Well, that's none of your business. That's the NSA's business.
Huh?
That's the NSA's business. It's none of your business.
Oh, what if I don't want a tap on my line?
Well, then you need to, write your congressman or something. But,
oh, one of those deals, huh?
Well, they have the right to tap your line if they suspect you of crimes or anything
like
that.
They ought to tap Hillary's line.
Oh, yeah, that's a... Here.
But I guess you don't get prosecuted if you're Hillary. Okay, there ain't nothing on my line to worry about.
Yeah. What are you worried about? Like, if you're worried about it, you're probably a criminal.
Yeah. I just don't like them doing it.
Well, they're going to do it, and there's nothing you can do about it, because it's their lines.
Oh.
They can do what they want to their own lines, right?
I guess they can.
Yeah, that's right.
But if you don't like it, you can shut the service off, right?
Yeah, I'm sure if you move to Verizon, they won't be able to do that. They don't tap lines for the NSA.
No.
Anyway,
well, Verizon, don't let them tap it?
No, I was being sarcastic. I was basically calling you an idiot for thinking that would make a difference.
Okay, I'm not worried about it.
Well, anyway, I was just kidding. I'm not really with AT&T. This is Mike from the Pigeon Club.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, I was wondering, how many pigeons do you currently have?
I don't have very many. The damn coons got in and got me.
Oh, those coons. Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, racist.
I probably caught four or five coons last week.
Oh, I see.
But they broke in and killed some of them, a bunch of mine.
Just can't trust them. Okay, I was wondering, I was thinking about making, have you ever seen the movie The Human Centipede?
No.
Okay, well, I was thinking about maybe if you could let me have some of your pigeons, I'm going to sew them all together, do kind of an operation.
Yeah, I don't have hardly any to get rid of, buddy.
Oh, how many do you have?
They basically wiped me out.
Well, I may as well just take what you have so that the coons don't get those too.
They're in a safe place. They're my pets now. I don't want to get rid of them.
Okay, well they can stay your pets, but I want to sew a bunch of them together. Like I want to sew the beak of one pigeon to another pigeon's butthole, and I just want to make a whole chain of them, just a daisy chain of pigeon beaks and buttholes, and it'll be like a centipede. It'll be like the human pigeon-pede.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call it.
Yeah. You may get old Walt Williams. He may do that, but I don't want to do it.
No, Walt has a restraining order against me ever since the incident.
Oh. I don't know anybody else you get hold of, but...
Well, why can't you do it? It's going to be cool.
I just want to leave him alone.
It's going to be cool, though. It's going to be like a new species. You're going to own the only species ever of the human pigeon-pede.
No, I don't want to do it.
What are you, a communist or something?
Sometimes.
Well, it seems like it, the way you're acting.
Yeah. I'm just getting old, set in my ways.
I guess so. I mean, if someone asked me if I wanted to have a human pigeon peed, I would be like, fuck yeah. Come right over.
Yeah.
And do it. Can I just come over and show you? I've already done a couple of my own pigeons. Can I just show you what they look like?
No, I don't even, not interested.
Cause you only have to feed the one at the front. And then the rest happens naturally.
I'm not interested. I don't need any more plans. Don't need anything.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be amazing? Imagine what this thing would look like flying.
No.
Come on.
No, you have to get somebody else, buddy.
Come on.
I'm not going to do it.
Come on, please.
No.
Please. Please. Come on, please.
No.
Please, pretty please. Come on. I'll do anything. Please.
No, that's it.
Come on. Please,
no.
Tim. Please.
No, I'm not going to.
Pretty please with sugar.
Nope.
Fine.
There's other guys, the pigeon.
Have
a nice day.
Look, if I accidentally kill one, it's you're used to tragedy. The coons have been killing yours forever now.
Nah. Have a nice day, guys.
Please?
No.
Please?
It. Nah, goodbye.
Please, Tim, please.
No, get somebody else.
No one else would do it. You're the only one that's left.
No, I don't want to do it either.
Tim, I'll suck your dick.
Okay, we'll see you.
Okay, so it's a deal? Can I come over?
No.
All right, I'm gonna be right over.
No, I'm not there.
Where are you at?
I'm going to Clay City.
Oh, you're not home?
No.
Oh, incidentally, I also work for Royco Roofing, and we've just taken your roof off, and there's a kind of a problem. It involves Pokemon Go, probably.
Yeah. I'm not taking a roof off.
No. We received a work order and a contract. You signed it. We're taking your roof off today.
You must have the wrong guy.
No. On North City Road 140.
No, that's not me.
Who's that?
I'm not taking a roof off anything.
You don't live at on North City Road 140 East?
No.
Yeah, you do. It says right here in the Pigeon membership book.
Yeah, but it's not me.
Why'd you put a fake address down? What are you hiding?
I don't know.
No wonder the NSA is listening to your phone.
No, I don't have. I'm not doing any roofing. No. Okay, I gotta go, guy.
Hey, Tim, please.
No.
Please.
I ain't hanging out, but that's the end of the conversation.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
I'm trapped under a tunnel underneath your house.
No, goodbye.
No, I burrowed under your house, and I found a large cave of magical things down here. Tim? Oh, he hung up. Jim Davis told me to say I was trapped in a tunnel, so had to do that. Well, that call took a few turns. So I wonder what the pigeon seasons are like, you know? Like, are they racing them now? Is it a summer thing? Dues are payable annual by March 31st, so I would guess that's around when the events happen. Springtime, I guess. Maybe all through summer, I don't know. Next guy on the list is Mike. Mike and Chase. Chase is the son. So we're gonna stick with Mike, I guess. What should I say, everyone? What ideas do I have? I need some to nail up on the wall of my apartment. Some extra pigeons. That's an idea from Etsa. Wants me to nail them in my apartment. Keep out the evil spirits. I assume that's why I would do that. Etza claims that he sent me a picture of the human pigeon peed. It's in my email. Sounds amazing. I'm going to check that soon. I'm going to finish this page first, though.
Hello?
Hello, Jerry?
Yeah?
Hey, Jerry, it's Dave from the Pigeon Club.
Oh, hey.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, you?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, I just have kind of a problem. One of your pigeons keeps visiting my house at night and harassing my pigeons. And can you just make him stop? What?
Well, you know, we kind of got him trained.
Yeah, but it's pissing me off. He keeps breaking into their cage and just causing a ruckus and raping the women.
They got a mind of their own.
Yeah, can you just cut it out? Like, put a toolbox on top of his cage or something so he can't get out. Like, barricade his door.
There you go.
I'm sick of the bullshit.
Mm-hmm. And who is this?
This is Dave from the Pigeon Racing Club.
Mm-hmm. Try again.
No, for realsies. Why don't you believe me?
Because this don't sound like the voice of anybody that I know.
Well, maybe I sound different on the phone. Ever think of that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, your pigeon's gotten like 5 of my pigeons pregnant, and you're going to need to pay chick support. Baby pigeon support.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
He's raping everybody.
Yeah.
It's getting on my nerves.
I hear you.
And he keeps looking at me.
Yeah, I'm mad. But don't look at it.
Well, he's looking at me. How can I not?
I don't know.
Okay, then. Well, bye. Oh, he hung up on me. Well, that sucks. That was so unfair. I was getting ready to hang up on him. Oh shit, XYZ's on everyone already. Looks like I have to quit early. All thanks to XYZ. Let's look in my email. Let's see if I have any crazy things in my email. Okay, it is now open. I can now show it. Here it is. You guys, get ready for a picture of the human pigeon peed. There it is on your video. Those of you listening audio only, sucks to be you. You're missing out. This is a good time to tell everyone to sign up for the Patreon. Look at that amazing pigeon peed by Etsa. I should just leave that there the rest of the show. Okay, what are we doing next? Oh yeah, we're calling more pigeon racing people. Let's call Kelby. And then we're going to read the stupid Facebook thing that I have to do, where everyone complains.
Hello?
Hi, Tipton?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Dave from the Pigeon Club.
Who is it now?
Dave from the Pigeon Racing Club.
Okay.
Hey, I was wondering, I'm going out of town. Do you think you can babysit all my pigeons?
Where are you located at?
Well, I'm in Bicknell.
I'm in Louisville, Kentucky.
Well, it's not that far. You can just drive over, right? I mean, we're neighboring states.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be gone for a week. I just need you to come here once a day and just, you know, check their water and everything.
Yeah, I wish.
So, yep, I'm leaving on this coming Tuesday morning. So it's going to start Tuesday. And just show up once a day and check their water for me.
Yeah, I ain't gonna be able to do that.
Why not?
Oh, it's too far away.
It's not even that far away. I've driven that far plenty of times. It's easy.
Yeah, well, I got kids to take care of too.
So. I have kids too. Quit using your kids as a crutch to say no to everything.
All right.
Motherfucker, why can't you just be nice? Be neighborly and you know, we're in the same club. We should help each other out. You know, I'd watch your pigeons if you went out of town.
Yeah, but now you're cussing me, and I ain't gonna go that far about that.
Well, you deserve to be cussed at, because you won't watch my pigeons for just 1 week. It's only a week.
Yeah.
I can't leave this one alone, because he has, like, a meth problem.
Well, that sounds like your problem.
Well, I just need your help with it, because... Because I can't just leave him alone.
You know, I got a lot of my life going on right now, and I ain't got time for
jokes. Like what? Like what? What's so important that's happening with you?
With my son being in the hospital, that's one of my problems right now, all right?
Oh, come on. Come on. Just 1 week. I mean, just 1 hour a day. You can take care of him on the way to the hospital.
If I get the sun and everything, that's fine, yeah. Okay.
You're being kind of a jerk. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know? No, guess not. Way to bring down my high, Tipton. The guy obviously is not a real pigeon hobbyist like the rest of us are. Why is he in a pigeon club that's you know, like an hour or so away? Not that that's a hard drive or anything, but still. Hey, let's look at the Facebook. Christo has a good idea. Here, I'll post it again in the chat room if anyone wants it. It's Christo's link. Oh my god, it sucks. Okay, what's happening in the Roar on the Shore Facebook page? There are no comments. Oh wait, yeah, there is. Ryan, on the latest picture, some guy on a motorcycle. He says, I have it on good authority that contest was not fair because there was doping involved. Oh, yeah, it was a contest. It was a race or something. Nobody ever comments on all the photos. What the hell, guys? Come on. All right, reviews. 4.5 stars. Hopefully we brought their stars up a little bit. 1 minute ago, Caitlin says, this is the greatest event in PA history. I remember the one where Rocky fought Mr. T, and Mr. T bludgeoned Rocky with a cactus. It was pretty hairy for a while, but then they both got on their hogs and drove over to Kmart to check on the action in the bathroom. Still an excellent event, but nothing like the first one. Now they just fit two in a porta-potty, but still pretty fantastic to see the smiles on their faces afterwards. By the way, I think this whole thing is some sort of a race or event or something. I don't know what this is about. Something to do with motorcycles. Ryan says, was so glad to finally see Roy cruise in on his patented cactus-cycle all the way from Roy, New Mexico. A true patriot, always a great time at first. Sign off a ruckus, everyone promptly ridden out of town on a cactus. At the first sign of a ruckus, everyone is promptly ridden out of town on a cactus. Okay, now I get it. Lou says, I was incredibly happy to find out this is not actually a biker rally, but instead it's a secret homosexual lovemaking fest. If you tell one of the volunteers the password Mildred Monday, you will get access to the glory hole area. And make sure to ask for a man named Chad. He gives the best blowjobs and uses motor oil as lubricant. Okay. Roger says, the cactus milking show with Roy was awesome. They even squirted the audience with cactus milk. It reminded me of the Gawar concerts back in the day. Am I saying that right? Is that going to be another word that I can't pronounce? I always think it's G-War. The cactus milk made the beer taste amazing. Highly recommended. 5 out of 5 cacti. Joshua says, I liked Roy and his cactus plants. The music was amazing, but I especially loved when Roy decided to raise some pigeons. It was weird that you sold cactus food, but I really enjoyed the pepper spray that they used on the cactus food. David says, had a good time this year at Roar on the Shore. I let out the biggest roar when I used the glory hole next to the stage while the band Redbox and the Chili Peppers were playing. The scenery was great, but would be better off with more cacti. Also, there was a biker who just kept looking at me for no reason at all, and that made me uncomfortable. He must have got the impression that I just didn't like him, you know? This is from Ryan. I think he wrote already. What the hell? This is by far my favorite gay-themed motorcycle organization. This year, every band was required to perform a cover of Katy Perry's Roar, which was, in fact, the inspiration for the group's name. It is also family-friendly because the glory holes were used very discreetly, and the meth dealing was confined to the parking lot. 4 out of 5 stars. Etza says, remember when Roy and the cacti played here? The music was great, but instead of a t-shirt cannon, they threw cacti into the crowd. That sounds awesome. If we ever start up PLA Con, I'm going to get a cactus cannon. Shoot cactuses at people. Billy Murr says, amazing, got to see my good friend Roy on stage milking a cactus. Best part of the show was when he squirted all over the crowd, just like the milkmaids of Mobile did to me after a heated argument. 5 out of 5, we'll get milked on again. Paul says, love the cacti decor, lots of rude people. Let's ban RBCP, prank lives matter. And the last one is from Natasha. It says, cactus, 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 cactus. I can click on see translation. If you translate it, it translates to cactus, 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 cactus. It's hard to tell the difference, but they're lowercase. And the second one, I'm going to rate that translation 5 stars. That was perfect. Okay, 20 minutes left. Let's see if the next person also bums me out.
Hello, Matt Mathias.
Hey, Matt. This is Everett from the Pigeon Racing Club.
Everett. Oh, hi, Everett. Yes.
Hey, how are you doing?
Walt's friend.
What?
Good, and you?
Not too bad.
You're Walt's friend.
Yeah, Walt.
Yeah.
Good old Walt.
Okay. Yeah.
I love him.
How are you?
I love him like a wife.
Okie dokie. What can I do for you, Everett?
I was wondering if you'd like to donate some of your pigeons. I'm starting a new project. I'm going to sew the
pigeons.
Hey, shut up. I'm going to sew the pigeons together. It's going to be like the human centipede, but with pigeons.
No, I'm not interested. Thank you.
Why not? Why? They're still going to work. I'm not going to break them.
You want me to donate pigeons?
Well, not donate them. You could still own them. I just want to sew them all together with like a needle and thread. It's going to be like an operation.
Are you crazy?
No, not at all. It's. Have you ever seen the movie The Human Centipede?
No.
Oh, thank
you. I haven't.
You should be happy that you haven't. It's really disgusting.
Are you the older gentleman that's in his 90s?
Yeah, yeah,
Everett,
yeah.
That Everett?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, but look, I'm going to sew the pigeons, like I'm going to sew the beak of a pigeon to the butthole of another pigeon so that the first pigeon will just... Okay, he hung up for some reason. Crap. Well, now we have some information on Everett, at least. We know he's 90 years old. Fucking mad, he's an ageist. He hung up on me. As soon as he found out I was 90, he hung up on me. He doesn't like old people. Quick chat room. What's the next thing I'm going to say to people? I'm getting ready to call Tom Morgan.
Tom Morgan's office.
Hi, is Tom Morgan available?
May I ask who's calling, please?
It's Russ from the Pigeon Club. I'm in a club with Tom where we race pigeons together. It's really gay and childish.
one of the guys from the Pigeon Club.
Tom Morgan here.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing today?
Hey, who's this?
It's Dale from the Pigeon Club.
Hey, Dale.
Hey, what you doing today? You doing lots of work?
Every day.
You getting lots?
Had some cancellations.
Oh, good. We can talk for a long time then.
Yeah. Well, it's good to hear from you. Oh. I don't get to see you in meetings, but the truth is I think I've missed the last couple ones. I thought that when they called the thing off, because of the picnic, I'd have to call the meeting off, too.
Oh, no. You missed all the important news. We're switching from pigeons. We're going to start doing ostrich racing.
Yeah, I don't think the flight patterns will be the same.
Yeah, of course. Duh. It's just it's going to be different. But we're switching to ostriches.
Yeah.
So basically, sell pigeons, buy ostriches.
Just when I think I'm becoming competitive.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what you get for missing a few meetings.
I told Ralph Yeagle, after seeing that rookie win the 500-mile race, maybe there was, on an empty guess, maybe there was hope for rookies in pigeon racing.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what? You know, I'll tell you something. Between you and me, that rookie, we took him out back and beat the shit out of him. Because fuck him, you know? Fuck him. Coming around here and just thinking he can just win races. I kicked him in the...
That poor waitress friend of yours, I traumatized her by telling her I'd come there to send you papers. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
I guess she's gotten married and settled down now.
Yeah. That's what she wants us to think. I guess. Anyway, so look, you're boring the shit out of me. I thought I was going to talk to you for a long time, but you're just really boring, so I just want to go now.
Oh, surely not.
But ostriches.
What's going on with you?
Oh, you know, just hanging in there. Taking it one day at a time.
Yeah?
Yep.
Are your birds still at runs? Are you you operate out of runs, do you, Dale?
Well, no, I sewed my birds together. I created the human pigeonpede. So I sewed them all together in a line. So, like, you feed the first one, and he poops into the second bird's mouth, and it just kind of keeps going and going.
So you sold your birds? You sold your birds out?
No, I didn't sell them. I sewed them together with a needle and thread. I did an operation. And I sewed them all together, and they're like the human...
Dale, you're not drinking at this hour, are you?
Oh, no, it's way too early for that.
Oh, okay, all right.
Don't be crazy. No, this is a new hobby of mine. When they told us they were switching to ostriches, I decided to just use, you know, instead
of... You don't happen to have... I need a clock. Have you got wind of any... Ron told you I need a clock. A good old one, cheap one is what I need.
I'll build you a clock. What kind of clock do you need?
No, you know, for the... I had some youngsters here.
Ooh.
Juveniles, and I was trying to help them, and I was showing them different stuff, and I showed them disappeared, including my clock timer.
Oh, little bastards.
But I don't want to blame him for knowing for sure, because it's possible I get a miss later, but I don't think so.
Nah.
I've checked everywhere, can't find it. Ron said he was going to ask around and see if he couldn't find out about it.
Most youngsters...
Find if someone knew how to use one.
Most youngsters are thieving little shits. You should invite them back over, and I'll be waiting for them, and I'll like jump them. I'll beat the crap out of them. I'll just start hitting them in the face and be like, "Give him back his clock! Give him back his clock!"
Are you still working at Denny's?
Yeah. Yep. All the time.
I first heard about you because of the name of your bird, the Denny's Demon or something. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. He's the front of my human pigeon peed. I give him the food and he poops into the next bird's mouth. And holy crap, you should see these things fly. I've only got four of them hooked up together right now. But they fly in a straight line and
four cylinder job.
Yeah.
Well, when you sober up, why don't you come see me?
Okay. All right. I'm not drunk though. I mean, I'm just
I meant that in the most honorable sense.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Okay, so can I talk to your secretary again?
No. About what?
You know, just stuff.
Is there some dates I should know?
No, nothing like that. I'm totally gay still.
But I mean, any date, club dates you were calling about? I meant.
Oh yeah, maybe maybe you should be here tomorrow. We're doing a flash mob.
What's that?
We're gonna do a flash mob at Denny's. We're all gonna show up at Denny's. We're all going to be wearing similar colors and uniforms and stuff, and we're going to all pretend to be waitresses. Like over 200 of us are going to show up at once.
I don't think that one kind of aged, appealing waitress would like that.
Yeah, fuck her. That's exactly the one I want to piss off with this whole thing.
Well, this is the first time I've heard from you. I'm still trying to discern the message.
Yeah, I don't even know. I'm going to go back to my drugs. But really, I mean, XYZ's starting a show in 9 minutes. I got to go. I got other people to call. Can I please talk to the secretary again, though? It's really important.
All right, just move.
You can keep it in there. I won't hang up.
I wanted to speak to you.
Hello?
Hi. So Tom told me about your little problem. Like he was telling me...
Which?
Huh?
Which problem? I have multiple problems.
Well,
the
really bad one. Him and I were just talking, and he started getting way too personal and telling me all these personal things about you. And
mm-hmm.
He's telling me about the problem,
okay.
And I don't know. I just wanted to wish you luck.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye, sweet tits. Hopefully that'll stir something up. She's right now, she's probably like, "Tom, you motherfucker, I can't believe you told. How could you tell him? Told you that in confidence."
Hello.
Hey, Russ?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tom from the Pigeon Racing Club.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. I was just talking to Everett, and Everett says he's suspicious of you. He thinks you've been filling your pigeons up with helium to cheat.
I don't know if that would work too good, but
well,
I tried.
Well, he seems pretty convinced that that's what you're doing, and that's how you win more races than us.
Oh, I don't know about that.
So I just wanted to tell you.
What's that?
I
think Ron wins more races than me. So.
Ron's more races?
Ron wins more races than me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably. Yeah, but he probably does the same thing. He probably gives them steroids or some shit.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. So, how's life treating you?
Oh, not too bad. I'm just calling to tell you to stop being a dirty, cheating, filthy liar.
Why is that?
Because it's not fair to the rest of us.
Why is that? I'm just trying hard.
Yeah, it's called cheating, you stupid motherfucker.
Cheating? Why do you say that?
You think this is a fucking joke?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Why
you would think I'd be cheating.
Don't make me come over and you know, steal the pigeons out of your cage and...
Come on over. If you want them, you can have them.
Really?
At least I'll know who has them.
That's true. I was thinking about sewing a bunch of them together with a needle and thread, a bunch of pigeons.
What do you want?
Well, have you ever seen the movie The Human Centipede?
No.
So It says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sew the pigeons together, butthole to mouth, like six of them in a row. And then,
what do you want, sir? What do you want?
No, listen. They'll be able to combine.
Well, I'm trying to figure out if you're serious or you're joking
or
what.
I'm completely serious.
I mean, I'm working right now, so I don't know what you're doing.
Imagine if we did this with like 300 pigeons. Imagine the horsepower. It would basically be traveling at light speed.
Probably.
Yeah.
Be a lot of power.
We could get to Mars with this thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, first off, you're swearing at me, and I don't appreciate that.
I am so sorry.
I don't know if you're joking. No, I don't deal with swearing at all, and especially that kind of swearing.
I didn't realize we were, and if you're joking,
that, you know, now you know.
I didn't realize we were still in grade school, but okay, I'll stop the swearing.
Well, if you were in grade school, then I can understand why you're swearing, because you have no idea of what real words are, because you cannot only use them swear words.
Oh, what? So you think people in grade school are idiots?
No, because they haven't learned yet.
I see. Okay. Fine. You win this argument.
That's why they're in school, isn't
it? You win this argument.
Who are you?
It's Tom,
who?
Tom Morgan. I'm on the racing team.
You're not Tom Morgan.
I am, too. How would you know?
I know Tom Morgan.
I'll put my secretary on. You can talk to her, and she'll prove it.
Whatever. You don't sound like Tom Morgan to me.
Well, maybe I sound different on the phone.
Well, Tom doesn't talk like that either, so.
Well, maybe I'm different when I'm at work.
Tom Morgan, I know.
Well, maybe I drink a lot at work. You ever think of that?
What do you do for a living?
I don't have to tell you. What are you, an identity thief?
I already know what you do for a living. That's what I'm asking.
And you're probably trying to steal my identity.
Yeah. You called me so I could steal your identity. That's pretty smart of me.
Yeah. Well, you've seen the opportunity and you're trying to take it. This guy's an idiot. I can steal his identity.
Well, I'm that smart, I tell you.
Yeah, you're a genius because you don't curse. You're basically Einstein.
I just said I don't appreciate people that curses. I don't appreciate cursing, so, I mean, if you appreciate cursing, then find somebody that enjoys it and then talk to them.
All right.
You don't have to talk to me. I didn't call you.
Well, you don't have to try and tell me how to talk.
You wanted to be a jerk about things, so.
Oh, you're the one being a jerk. I was just trying to borrow some of your pigeons.
No, you weren't. You were very rude, and I don't appreciate it.
You're being a total...
And you're using Tom's name, and Tom would never act like this.
Well,
never.
Well, at least Tom...
I know Tom very well, and he wouldn't act like this.
At least Tom's not an asshole fuckface like you.
Oh, yeah. You know, we each have our opinions, so I'm happy for you.
Okay.
Anything else you got?
No, if you're not going to let me use your pigeons, then I guess I'll just call someone else. And they're pigeons
somebody
together.
Else and see what they do.
I will. Next people I call, I'm going to tell them I'm you.
There you go.
They'll know
who you are because you don't sound anything like me. And they know I don't talk like
somebody like you. We'll see.
Oh, they know.
Oh, we'll see.
Call Ron. Call Tyler. Call John.
I've already called them. I'm going to call these other people.
There you go. Go for it. Have a good day.
I will. Watch
you
me.
You seem to be enjoying yourself.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm doing my best.
I really enjoy how you show your intelligence through your words. You know, it's always wonderful to hear somebody that can express themselves with more than two words.
I always like how you're modest.
That's right. You can't do that. I'm sorry.
I like how modest you are about your intelligence. Bye. You have to call everyone else out for being dumb because you're so smart. Well, shit, I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, wow, there's a lot. I'm going to give some of these to XYZ. I think I'm going to try and call one more, though. Or actually, no, I'm not going to do any more because you guys just had to have your dumb little Facebook mob. So now I got to go look at the Facebook mob and see if there's anything else crazy on the page. It's all your guys' faults. Look, here's one from 3 minutes ago. John Harmon says, enjoy the music. Roy and the gerbils were the craze of the night. The porta potties weren't anything to write home about, mostly due to the large semen stain I grabbed onto when entering the loo. When I got in the potty, I managed to clean my hands off by dumping toilet paper into the water. When exiting, I plummeted to the ground, falling into a pile of vomit in the grass. Afterwards, my 3-inch pumps fell off and my dress was torn. So I went to the Cactus Hotel next door and managed to work out a deal with Brad. Smiley face. He got me a nice a night free, and some credit toward a dress at the local Target. All in all, I didn't see much of the roar, but I did see the shore. Thanks to the people... Oh, smiley face. I forgot the smiley face. Thanks to the people at the event. I greatly enjoyed it. Love you, Brad. That's from John. Thanks, John. That was interesting, I think. Okay, so next we're going to call Everett. He's the 90-year-old man. I don't know what to say to a 90-year-old man in a pigeon club. Ray Bob says he forgot to register his pigeons with
DMV. Try your call later. 027P.
What did that say? All circuits are busy? Is there a tsunami in Indiana that I don't know about?
Hello?
Hi, is Everett around?
No.
Oh,
who's this?
This is Tom from the Pigeon Racing Club.
Mm-hmm. No, he ran down some from maybe back at the wall.
He ran down to the what?
He went down to take a window down to Sullivan to get fixed.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, could you just
He got broken.
Oh, who broke it? Did you break it or did he break it?
He broke it mowing.
Oh, what a dummy.
Lawnmower?
Oh, my gosh. I hope you told him. I hope you're like, honey, you're such a big stupid breaking the window.
I know it.
And I hope you shook your finger at him.
So he took it down there.
I see.
He'll be back directly.
Can you just tell him that he needs to register his pigeons at the DMV?
He needs to register them.
Yeah, because it's a new FAA regulation. He has to register all of his pigeons with the DMV if they're going to race.
When?
Before the next race. They all have to have driver's license. They all have to be tested. We have to check their vision, and they have to take a written test.
He'll be back in a little bit. Why don't you call him back?
Well, just pass along the message. Just tell him, honey, take all your pigeons down to the DMV and get them registered. That'd be $75 per bird.
My Lord.
Yep, it's not that much, really, right? But, you know, like, maybe we'll do it for 50 for you. Because you sound nice.
Here. Who's he take him to?
To the DMV. Just the local DMV. Any DMV will work. He's going to have to sit there for about 3 hours and wait for his turn.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for passing along the message for me.
Uh-huh.
Have a nice day. She was just confused. I think she's going to tell him, though.
Hello. Hello, Brad.
Hello.
I don't have a lot of time.
Just a reminder to other voicemail callers, please finish masturbating before you call in.
Let me figure out if I'm calling the right place. I'm calling from Area 51. Yeah, that's right. I was a former employee.
How does that tell you if you're calling the right place? Just knowing where you're calling from. So confused.
I was let go on a medical discharge about a week ago. And I've been running across the country. Oh, man.
Like Forrest Gump.
Go triangulate on this position.
He just kept
really,
running.
Really soon. Oh, God.
Do they really need to triangulate your position? I mean, your cell phone probably has GPS in it.
Oh, God. I can't. Well, what we're thinking of as aliens, they're really extra-dimensional beings. Oh, God.
Well, duh. Everyone knows that.
Oh, God. That
don't they
really
live in the ocean?
A precursor of the space program made contact with. Oh, God. God. Brad, please help me. God.
Yay, climax. All right, thanks, West of the Rockies, calling in here to the Art Bell Show.
Hey now. What's up, Howard?
Oh, look, it's that joke that they keep doing over and over.
The first one is, what the hell's up with Robin? He's fucking annoying.
Get it? Get it? Because I'm not Howard Stern, and he thinks I am. That makes it funny. I'm sorry, listeners. I'm going to deprive all of you from the remaining 44 seconds of this voicemail, because I feel like this has already been done.
Roy, this is Todd. I'm not hearing enough Roy Who. I need some fucking Roy Who.
Of course you do. Let me do a bunch more Roy Who calls, so that the pro-Jurbel people can call in and yell at me about too much Roy Who. They want to hear more Roy Jurbel. Just can't make anyone happy these days.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga.
Hey, Olga. Hey, real Olga. It's nice to hear the real Olga for once.
Today is August 6th, and 5th. You know what that date means?
I don't.
It's when we had fun last year.
Oh, yeah.
PLAcon.
I have not had fun since then, since the day I met Olga. And spent the day at PLAcon.
And it makes me kind of sad, because I wish we could go to PLAcon this year, but yep. Unfortunately I can't make it.
Well, you know, it's like Hope. It's only every 2 years.
Oh, well. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Also, tell that one jokester with his cell phone contact joke that, I did that one like a year ago.
Yeah, I figured
so.
Sorry,
motherfucker.
I completely forgotten everything, but I figured you'd already done that one. You've done every phone joke. Bunch of damn imposters around here. Oh, and Olga just gave away that it's actually August 6th, not August 5th. I didn't quite finish putting the show together yesterday, so thanks a lot for ruining my illusion, Olga, and letting everyone know that I'm a big liar.
Hey, Roy.
Hey.
I was just gonna say that, nobody cares about the XYC show. Nobody.
Oh, come on.
That thing. I'm only listening to your show because of your show. Also, don't give away the joke. Like, when you make a prank call, don't tell him it's a prank call. Don't tell him it's... No, don't do that, because it messes up the whole prank.
It doesn't.
Anyway.
It's hilarious.
No, bye.
I love letting people know that they've just been pranked. Like, once the prank is over and I'm just kind of done with it, sometimes it's just kind of fun to let them know that I just pranked them and see what their reaction is. I don't always do it, but it's fun sometimes. And by the way, XYZ is awesome. If you listen to the XYZ show from August 5th, the one that happened immediately after this show, he called some of the pigeon people. I gave him the rest of the numbers. There were a few left over at the very end. And the very first person he talked to got pissed off at him and yelled at him a whole bunch. And it was awesome, and I was jealous, because nobody yelled at me on that show, I don't think. Did they? It's been a whole day now, so I've forgotten already what happened. But anyway, don't tell me what to do, motherfucker, and XYZ's awesome.
Hey, Roy. It's Etsa.
Hey,
the
Etsa.
The website's looking pretty good. I saw you change some stuff on there.
Yeah.
But also, the phonelosers.com still has a whole bunch of Prank Call Nation stuff all over it.
Oh, gross.
I just wanted to let you know. But the actual phonelosers.org looks awesome.
I need to get rid of that.
All right, that's it. Bye.
I don't want Prank Call Nation shit all over my website. That's gross. Who would want that? Anyway, thanks, Etsa, for today's show cover art thing, the picture of the pigeons. That's some grade-A photoshopping you did there, assuming it's not just a real picture that you made of pigeons being sewed together.
Hey, Brad.
Hello.
I'm listening to your show, I Don't Like You, and it seems that everyone in Boulder is just too smart, and they're all just too good at critical thinking to...
Damn them.
...to... be fucked with.
You'd think all that weed would have fucked up their brains by now.
I hope later
no.
on the show. I'm only half an hour in. I hope later on you.
Since everybody there smokes weed, of course.
Go somewhere else or try something else.
According to XYZ.
But the other thing I want to suggest was, what if the PLA organized some kind of prank call contest where wherein everybody who wants to participate can record, you know, make a prank call and record it and then submit it to a website. Well, you know, there would be some kind of voting system. My idea was that there would be a website. Everyone could go to the website, upload their prank call, then be given a selection of prank calls and compare them.
Yeah.
So if you've seen The Social Network...
Sounds like a lot of work, though.
You know the thing with women in that at the beginning where they had that algorithm, the chess matching algorithm, and then you pick which one is your favorite and you do a couple of those, and then we can work out which prank calls are the best, and then they get played on the Snowplow Show, or the people who made those prank calls could win some kind of prize, like coming on the Snowplow Show to make prank calls with you.
No. Gross.
Yeah, so that would be pretty cool.
Co-host.
And encourage people to...
Who does that?
...get out and make their own prank calls, which is definitely a good idea for everyone to do.
So, of course.
Yeah. Let me know what you think of that. Bye.
I like the contest idea. I don't like the idea of... setting up a poll and a submission form and all that stuff just because I can barely keep up with all the things I have to do as it is. But if anyone wants to send me prank calls, and, you know, just email them to me, rbcp@phonelosers.org. I might play it on this show, maybe, if I feel that it fits the theme of the show, or it's just kind of a PLA-style prank. Everyone is always welcome to send me prank calls. I used to play a lot more prank calls from other people on here, but I just don't really do that anymore, because people haven't sent me many prank calls lately. So send prank calls. Make sure they're not any longer than 5 minutes, maybe 6, 7 tops. But really, if it's over 5 minutes, I'm probably just way too lazy to listen to the entire thing. Unless it's just amazing and I can't stop listening.
Hey, Brad, it's Lando. Second time caller, long time listener.
Hey, Lando.
I just upvote the playing old episodes. I think it's a great idea.
Yay.
I just went back as far as I could on podcasts, and it goes back about a year.
Yep.
And ends, and then you can't play any more episodes.
I know.
So all those old ones.
I need to fix that too.
Bother to track down and find, but if you started playing them from the top, then I'd get to hear the old ones. That'd be great.
Yeah, I really need to fix the archives. I'll tell you guys kind of a secret. Like, every single one of the Snowplow shows is up on a website right now. All of the MP3 files, they're up. And my hosting provider doesn't seem to have a problem with that so far. The only thing I need to do is I need to update the links in the archive podcast feeds and the archive pages on the website. I suck for not doing that already, and I'll try and get to it soon. And by soon, I mean probably around the year 2021. We're going to have self-driving cars on the road before I get those archives fixed.
RV, it's Daryl. Hey, I got
Hi, Daryl.
I got a question to ask you. So,
okay.
Here's the deal. I want to be a Patreon, so I'm going to be a Patreon.
Yay.
But, you know, I don't really give a shit about if you think of me when you make a new show. I don't care.
That's nice.
The other shit, I don't care. Here's what I want.
Uh-oh.
I want to know, and I'm being serious, Arby.
Okay.
I'm being serious from the bottom of my cold heart. I want to know what the incentive is to be a guest on your show and make a couple calls myself. That's what I want to do.
Nah,
you don't know me,
shit.
But fuck it.
I hate that idea.
I think it'd be cool. And I want to know what the money incentive is. Is it $50? Is it $100? Is it
$200?
Is it $4.99 plus tax? I mean, come on, tell me. What is it? I want to know what it is. Let me know. And whatever number you give me, I'll pay. All right?
$50,000.
Fucker.
That's all I need, $50,000, and you can be a guest on this show. Here's the problem with that, though, and I don't mean to talk shit about the supporters here, but I'm going to guess that most of you probably wouldn't want to hear a show co-hosted by supporters of the show. Or maybe you would, I don't know. It's just kind of a scary prospect, because what if I bring one of the supporters on the show and I hate them? What if we have no chemistry together? What if they're completely unfunny? What if they completely ruin the show? And everybody hates them, and not only that, but they hate themselves for ruining the show. I mean, not that I think most of the supporters would ruin the show. I know you guys have got to have awesome senses of humor, because you like me, right? But I don't know, I'm just kind of thinking back to the phone show days when I would get someone on the phone with me, and I would be thinking the entire time, holy crap, I've got to get rid of this guy, I got to get rid of this guy, he sucks. How do I get rid of this guy without being a jerk? That being said, I have been trying to set up a call-in system here like I used to have, and I need to get my T&I machine working reliably again so I can start having you guys call in to the show, because I would love to have people call into the show and just, you know, have you guys on for 5 minutes or so, maybe 10 minutes, maybe do a prank call or two. I do want to take calls again, not a lot of calls, but just an occasional call here and there throughout the shows. I think that could be fun. So I'm going to kind of do what you want me to do, just not like an entire co-host of an entire show type thing.
Brad, how come you always forget everything? Like,
what?
Seriously, you're always like, I forget.
I don't remember forgetting anything, ever.
Like, do you just smoke a bunch of weed in Albany, Oregon, or, like, what is it like?
I drive over to Corvallis to smoke all my weed. I never smoke weed in Albany, Oregon.
You have problems. You should fix them.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I was on the last show, I think, on the voicemails, and I called you out, and I told you I hated you, but I love you.
Aw, you jerk.
Right, bye.
Bye. I don't know. I've just always been forgetful. There's no weed involved in my forgetfulness. I just forget a lot of things.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad.
Hey, Brad.
The producer.
Hey.
I like to pause before I say the producer, because I always interrupt you when you're saying hi to me, and it probably pisses you off.
No, it doesn't.
I just wanted to call and wish our country a happy birthday, but just FYI, I fucking hate fireworks. I have a feeling you do too, because we're both breads, and breads are pretty grumpy people.
That's true.
So have a decent day. I hope you do not enjoy the fireworks. I hope they end quickly, and you don't have to deal with them for very long. Okay, bye.
Thanks, Brad. Yeah, I didn't go to any fireworks displays, but I did set off a bunch of fireworks out in the street this year. But I really hated doing it. Like, I just completely hated myself for setting off fireworks in the street. You know, I would love to do the remaining 20 voicemails that I have right now, because wouldn't it be great to get all caught up on these? But I'm just kind of sick of listening to voicemails, so I think I'm going to end it here, and the show's going to be over. But holy crap, I'm really getting caught up. I'm all the way back to July 4th now. Sort of. Well, not really, because I was just kind of skipping all over the place. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the greatest show that I've ever put together, ever in my entire life, all thanks to Nate and Di, the sponsors of today's show. If you happen to not think that today's show is the best show I've ever done, then please don't blame me for that. You can blame Nate and Di for that. Before I wrap up the show, I just want to thank all of the people who supported the show in November of 2015, because I have all of these sponsors from the past that I've never really gotten to say that they're a sponsor of the show, even though they've all been a sponsor of the show at some point or another. But my list of past sponsors is a little out of control right now, and the oldest ones are from November 2015. So I just want to say thanks to Stan Trucker and Ben Hard, Neon Like Bjork, Default Cecil, Buster C, Jason B, Brian W, Todd L, Robert S, Joshua H, Honey Baby, Cody A, Ty A, and Chris and Sarah. Every single one of you were the best sponsors I ever had in November of 2015, and I really appreciate all of you supporting the show. If you'd like to support the show, you can learn how to do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. I think either of those pages will explain to you exactly why you're not seeing video for this show. You only get to listen to audio because you're too cheap to support the show. Unless, of course, you're supporting the show and you're watching the video to this. If so, then I take that back.
Well, I had 2 weeks of vacation time coming after working all year down at Big Roy's Heating and Plumbing. So one night when my family and I were gathered around the dinner table, I said, kids, if you could go anywhere in this great big world now, where'd you like to go to? They said, Dad, we want to see the biggest bottle of twine in Minnesota. They picked the biggest bottle of twine in Minnesota. So the very next day we loaded up the car with potato skins and pickled wieners, crossword puzzles, Spider-Man comics, and Mama's homemade rhubarb pie. Pulled out of the driveway and the neighbors, they all waved goodbye. And so began our 3-day journey. We picked up a guy holding a sign that said Twine Ball or Bust. He smelled real bad and he said his name was Bernie. Put in a Slim Whitman tape, my wife put on a brand new hairnet. Kids were in the backseat, jumping up and down, yelling, are we there yet? And all of us were joined together in one common thought as we rolled down the long and winding interstate and off 53 to Soda. We're gonna see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. We're heading for the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Wait to get there, so we drove straight through for 3 whole days and nights. Of course, we stopped for more pickled wieners now and then. The scenery was just so pretty. Boy, I wish the kids could have seen it, but you can't see out of the side of the car because the windows are completely covered with the decals from all the places where we've already been. Like Elvis Orama, the Tupperware Museum, the Boll Weevil Monument, Cranberry World, the Shuffleboard Hall of Fame, Poodle Dog Rock, and the Mecca of Albino Squirrels. We've been to ghost towns, theme parks, wax museums, and the place where you can drive through the middle of a tree scene, alligator farms and tarantula ranches, but there's still one thing we gotta see. Well, we crossed the state line about 6:39, and we saw the sign that said Twine Ball Exit 50 miles. Oh, the kids were so happy, they started singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall for the 27th time that day.
So we pulled off the road at the last chance gas station. Got a few more pickled wieners and a diet chocolate soda. On our way to see the biggest bottle of twine in Minnesota. We're gonna see the biggest bottle of twine in Minnesota. Finally, at 7:37 early Wednesday evening, as the sun was setting in the Minnesota sky. In the distance, on the horizon, it appeared to me like a vision before my unbelieving eyes. We parked the car and walked with awe-filled reverence toward that glorious, huge, majestic sphere. I was just so overwhelmed by its sheer immensity, I had to pop myself a beer. Yes, on these hallowed grounds, under a makeshift pagoda, there sits the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. I tell you, it's the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Oh, what on earth would make a man decide to do that kind of thing? String. What was he trying to prove? Who was he trying to impress? Why did he build it? How did he do it? It's anybody's guess. Where did he get the twine? What was going through his mind? Did it just seem like a good idea at the time? We walked up beside it and I warned the kids, now you better not touch it, those ropes are there for a reason. I said, maybe if you're good, I'll tie it to the back of our car and we can take it home. But I was only teasing. Then we went to the gift shop and stood in line, bought a souvenir miniature ball of twine, some window decals, and anything else they'd sell us. And I bought a couple postcards, greetings from the twine ball, wish you were here, won't the folks back home be jealous. I gave her camera to Bernie and we stood by the ball and we all gathered round and said cheese. Then Bernie ran away with my brand new Instamatic, but at least we got our memories. So we all just stared at the ball for a while and my eyes got moist, but I said with a smile, kids, this here's what America's all about. Then I started feeling kinda gooey inside and I fell on my knees and I cried and cried, and that's when those security guards threw us out. You know, I bet if we unraveled that sucker, it'd roll all the way down to Fargo, North Dakota. Cause it's the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. I'm talking about the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Well, we stayed that night at the Twine Ball Inn. In the morning we were on our way home again, but we didn't really want to leave, that was perfectly clear. I said, folks, I can tell you're all sad to go. Then I winked my eye and I said, you know, I got a funny kind of feeling we'll be coming back again next year. Cause I've been all around this great big world and I can't think of anywhere else I'd rather go to than the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota.
You want that?